If you're 65 or older, you don't have to pay Petersburg's 6% sales tax. Municipal Finance Director Jody Tao says that means local government is losing out on a lot of money.
We're estimating conservatively $270,000 in lost tax revenue for senior exemptions.
The borough's annual sales tax take is about $3 million, so eliminating the exemption would boost revenues by about 10%. Borough figures show seniors make up a little more than 15% of the population. Sue Flint, who chaired the committee examining the exemptions, says it could almost double by 2020.
And that just leaves young families to bear the burden of running the fire department, the snowplows, the roads, the police. So mostly we just wanted to see if there was a more fair way to do this.
Not everyone believes the senior population boom will come. Lee Corio, who also served on the sales tax committee, questions the prediction. And even if it's right, he says it's way too early to make such changes.
So the justification for doing this at this time seems at best premature and possibly just ill-advised altogether.
Four ballot measures before Petersburg voters in the October 7th municipal election detail different ways to cut back on the exemption. The one with the most impact calls for sunsetting or phasing out the tax breaks starting in about 5 years. Those eligible would have to apply for and get an exemption card by the end of 2019. Borough Clerk Kathy O'Rear wants to make sure seniors know that if they already have the exemption, they won't lose it.
This 5-year period would give people time to adjust to it, and ones that are getting close to that age of 65 to still have opportunity to obtain that exemption.
Two other ballot measures would tighten the rules. One would make seniors just passing through Petersburg ineligible. Another measure requires seniors to be in town at least 185 days a year. Flint says that's the same as for Alaska's permanent fund dividend.
We really want it for our year-round residents who support the community in many other ways.
Municipal Finance Director Jody Tao says yet another ballot measure would continue the tax exemption, but limit how it could be used.
We've estimated that senior citizen exemptions are 50% comprised of all fuel and groceries.
Not all needs are groceries and oil.
Tax Committee Member Corio.
I believe that the end result would be to drive people more to the internet where the city can't tax them and they would save that. 6% is a big deal right now.
Petersburg is not alone in its search for new revenues. Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Kathy Wasserman says communities want local control of the state-mandated property tax break for seniors.
Residents, as they should, want services for the taxes that they do pay. So with payroll going up and fuel going up, many municipalities feel that they don't have many options.
Wasserman says senior sales tax exemptions are not getting much scrutiny elsewhere, though Juneau is considering that option. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Petersburg.